Leo, sun or ascendant? Leo, Leo, Leo. Oh my goodness. Let me start off with relationships, romantic relationships, okay? The last year, actually really since last March, when Saturn first stepped into and dipped its toes into Aquarius energy, which is your seventh house of committed relationships, I'm wondering what happened then for you. I'm wondering what transpired. I would imagine that it was something regarding commitment. Now, fast forward to March 2021 with this equinox. How are you doing in terms of committed relationships? Some of the themes that may have unfolded over the last year regarding romantic committed relationships may have been, okay, how much freedom do I allow in this relationship? How liberated does my partner feel in this relationship? And how liberated do I feel in this relationship? Trust. What does trust mean? Can we have trust without trying to control one another? Can we have trust without being all-consuming with one another? These are really important questions because Saturn remains there till 2023. So the unfolding of a committed relationship is not only growing or has the potential to grow, but you're also still trying to figure out what that means. Leo has gone through some stuff. I want to say really since 2000, I'll go back as 2015. And so, especially when it comes to relationships. And so right now, because Aquarius is such brand new energy, because Aquarius set the reset button, we're all trying to figure out how to do life in a different way, in a completely different way. And it just so happens that for you, you have to figure out how you relate in a different way. And that's okay. You have time because in this process, not only are you learning to relate differently and allow your partner to be more open about how they relate to you, but you are figuring out different parts of yourself along the process. That's a lot. That's a lot. And look, you don't have to have it all figured out right now. It's okay. You have time. But understand that if this is where you are, my love, you're in the right place, and it's okay. Allow it to unfold. Take things one day at a time. It will all make sense. All right. Now, to talk about this equinox. This equinox is of Aries energy, right? We're in Aries season. It's a fire sign just like you. I'm sure that you and the other two fire signs in the zodiac especially are ready to get out. Let's go to the beach. Let's go have some fun. Let's put on some cute clothes. Let's party. Let's socialize. And let's do it. Because Sun and Venus and Aries are in your ninth house of expansion, of the foreign, of things that are foreign to you. In traditional astrology, the ninth house is the house of travel. It's the house of higher education, right? Traditional higher education. We're in 2021. Nothing is traditional anymore. So what does this mean for you? This is a cosmic opening in the ninth house of you expanding in different ways, teaching in different ways, or learning different things to do, especially when it comes to career. And so understanding that if you haven't yet started something new or a new path onto education for something different, that now is the perfect time to do it. Now, if you have already done that, this is you kind of coming to an acceptance and an understanding of it's okay to be in this space. This isn't where I saw myself. If you had asked me 3 years ago, this is Leo, right? This is me being Leo. If you had asked me 3 years ago, if this is what I was going to be doing now, I would say no way. But because, again, the universe is the way that it is, and it's perfect in its imbalance, or what we look at imbalance, you are exactly where you need to be at this time. And for you, this is having the openness and the optimism to continue growing and expanding and learning more about this new thing that the universe is asking you to lean into, that the cosmos have pretty much made it pretty clear as to what to lean into. Now, this creates a really great connection to Mars in Gemini. Mars, the planet of action, and Gemini, the sign of being able to look at things from a different perspective. So Mars in Gemini connecting to the Sun, Venus, and Aries in the ninth house of all of this expansion, of all of this newness, is saying, continue that action, continue that committed action towards something new, but expand your network, expand your community, because this is going to allow you to grow more in this new field that you find yourself in. And if this is something that you're open to, this can also lead to a really significant business partnership that you will most likely find in this community, in this networking. So be open to that, because not only is your sector of relationships being highlighted by Saturn in Aquarius, which is asking you to relate differently, but that seventh house of relationships is not just about romantic relationships, it's also about business partnerships, any one-on-one type of relationship. So remain open. If that's something that you're open to, I highly suggest it, because you can come across an opportunity really from now till the end of the year to build something with someone else. The point of the next 3 months, which is what the equinox sets the tone for, which is from now, March 20th to June 20th or 21st, whenever the summer starts, which is the summer solstice, this is about you really getting accustomed to this brand new way of doing this work, of learning new things, of expanding beyond your horizons, of going beyond what feels comfortable and becoming a pro at that. And from that space, being able to expand, whether it's your business or, again, or your network, and really creating solid ground over the next 3 months to make that something significantly solid. Okay. So I leave you with that. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope this was helpful, and I'll catch you on the next audio. Bye-bye.